from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Is it fair or is it foul?
Fastball tapped at the plate. It'll trickle down the third baseline. The Mariners are going to let it roll.
A knowledge test to see how well they know the big leagues.
Lenny Randle gets down on his hands and knees and blows on it like a curler, and it goes foul.
And what our distinguished hosts think about the stories that popped up around the big leagues.
But he got down on his hands and knees and literally blew the ball across the foul line.
This is Fair or Foul on the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
Welcome to everybody's favorite segment. This is Fair or Foul. We do it every single Tuesday night at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. That's where we are right now. And without further ado, I'll turn this over to our fantastic producer, Schultz. What you got for me today?
Appreciate you guys. I'll try to stump you a couple of times and then have some newsworthy stuff. Let's start off with Shohei Ohtani. We were talking LA Dodgers earlier in the show. Go podcast it. Anywhere you get your podcasts, of course, not pitching this year, but hitting like a machine. Joe, you mentioned he did hit a home run.
What did he hit today? 470 what?
Yeah, something crazy.
474?
Yeah, against the Colorado Rockies. Woo! Now, that is in Colorado, but still. I mean, I don't care.
476.
What is Colorado Rockies?
Don't care if they're putting balls in the humidor. That's talent.
That's big.
Yeah, getting a near 500 feet. Ridiculous. But was looking at Shohei Ohtani's home runs to this point each season and was pretty surprised, guys. Fair or foul? Shohei Ohtani has more home runs by this date in 2024, so today, June 18th, 2024, than he ever has on June 18th in his career. So to this point.
How many does he have right now?
I believe this was his 20th home run today. So 20 home runs on June 18th, fair or foul. This would be the most that he has had on this date ever in his career.
This is kind of like that Judge one from last week.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
I'll go first. No, Joe, you go first. I'm worried that my opinion will sway you. You go first.
I'm going to say fair. I feel like the first couple of Angels seasons, he was good, but because of also the pitching aspect that he did not get to play every game and have every at-bat possible. And also, I feel like he didn't really show his power until a couple seasons in. But still, wasn't able to play every game. The pitching being thrown in there. I'm going to say this is fair. Most home runs during up until June 18th than any point of his career.
I will also say fair for very different reasons. If he's got 20, I know Judge is not far ahead of him. And Judge is being talked about potentially doing what he did 2 years ago. And I don't recall anybody ever saying Shohei is on pace to hit 60 home runs. So because of my chosen historical review, I will say fair that this is the most he's had, because if he is at 20, he is on pace to probably hit 56.
I'm actually kind of proud of myself. I stumped both of you. It is foul.
Wow.
So 2024, he has 20 home runs so far, including the one he hit today in Colorado against the Rockies. In 2023, you guys, he had to this point 24 home runs. And that is the season that he hit 44 home runs in.
Because
last
he was
year.
Shut down for a little bit at the end.
Yeah. It's really weird. When you look at it's actually wacky because, Joe, you did
That's
mention.
That's right. Him, he, there was like, could he be Judge?
Yes. And then there was the not able to being put at the plate because of his pitching injuries. Joe correctly pointed that out. So 2018, 2019, 2020, it was just negligible. But in 2021, when he actually had career high of 46 home runs, he had 21 at this point of the season. So just kind of interesting to see, like, all right, is he going to get to 50? I'm kind of interested. It's probably not going to be 60, but definitely, it was close, but no cigar. He hit 24 last year on this
Jesus
day.
Jesus Cristo, that kid is good.
Yeah,
Jesus, nuts. Good. I wish I was 6'6 and could swing that bat.
And I believe at this point of last year, he was still pitching, right?
Yeah.
So he was hitting 24 yep. home runs and pitching at a bat clip. Unbelievable. All right, guys, fair or foul number two. There are more players hitting over 300 right now this season than there were at the end of last season. Fair or foul? More players hitting 300 or more this year right now than there were at the end of 2023.
I'll go first on this. You know, I think we're seeing the swing. I don't mean a pun. I think we're seeing the shift that as sabermetrics come in and we're talking about strikeouts versus home runs, we're talking about things like that. And I think there was a year last year of some new rules that changed some stuff, and I always think everything balances out. I'm actually going to say fair on this. I can't name them all, but I do think we are going to start seeing a larger gap between those that can and those that can't. And I think those that can, you can probably predict. So I'll say fair.
I'm going to say, now the question was phrased, there are more 300 hitters this year than last.
Yes, yeah, at the end of last year, yeah.
I say foul that there are less 300 hitters because hitting has been lower this year. And I want to say that like the league average is one of the lowest it's been in a long time.
I think the league average is like 238.
Yeah, it's low. So I'm going to say foul. That is a collective in the league that it is lower.
Patrick nailed this one. He is right with the fair answer. Right now there are 11. There are 11 guys hitting 300 or higher. And
can
that,
you say them real quick?
Yeah. So Bobby Witt Jr. leading the league at 323. Jurickson Profar, Marcelo Zuna, Luis Arias, Shohei Ohtani, Carlos Correa, Juan Soto, Alec Bohm, Wilson Contreras, Mookie Betts, and finally Aaron Judge. Last year, Arias Acuna, Freddie Freeman, Yandy Diaz, Corey Seager, Cody Bellinger, Mookie Betts, Bo Bichette, and Shohei Ohtani.
Interesting. Interesting. Very.
I mean, it's just a when you think of the averages and how you guys are talking about the way that the guys are getting pitched to nowadays and how much harder it is to get just kind of nothing base hits. I do believe, though, at this point of last year, we had around 11 or 12 guys hitting 300. And by the end of the year, it kind of got down to 9.
I'm more surprised this early in the year that the highest average is only in the 20s.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
That's a good point, too.
You know, this time of the year, I think there's usually somebody that's like 345, and we start the stupid, can they hit 400? So I'm surprised it's a little lower than that. But I think baseball's a law of averages. Things even out.
Yeah, like Arias kind of coming out of nowhere last year. Profar this year, having a 320 season. Crazy. All right, guys, fair foul number three. Rest in peace, Willie Mays at the age of 93. 24-time All-Star Game selections. 22 seasons played, two NL MVPs, one World Series title, 12 gold gloves. Fair or foul, there will never be a player better than Willie Mays ever again.
Listen, God rest his soul, RIP. But were we ever saying that Willie Mays was the best player of all time before this? I mean,
I think one of the best center fielders, yeah.
I love Willie. As a historian of the game, as somebody who loves the history of this game and where this game was and where this game is now, I don't know if I think Willie's the best center fielder of all time.
You going Griffey above him?
I love Mickey Mantle. I think Willie is better than Mickey Mantle, but I love Mickey, so I'll give it to Willie. But there's about 6 years of Mike Trout, and there's about 6 years of Ken Griffey Jr. that are the greatest baseball player of all time.
Well, yeah, but there's no way you're choosing Mike Trout.
We're talking about longevity here as well. Like actual longevity, not purported or what could have been longevity.
A 20-time All-Star.
If Albert Pujols was better as an Angel, he'd be the best player of all time, but he wasn't.
301 batting average, 660 home runs, almost 3,300 hits, 1,900-plus RBIs. I mean, when you just look at the totality of the numbers and look at people that have like great stats in one or two of those categories and then try to compare them to this, I don't know.
Based on accolades, no. But I also know in my heart of hearts, the greatest center fielder of all time is probably Ken Griffey Jr.
I mean, I have to disagree with that just from, again, longevity standpoint. I mean, after he left the Mariners, it seemed like the dude just couldn't stay healthy wherever he went. Like his Reds stint was like,
I feel bad saying that, just so you guys know, like I feel guilty over here.
You can make a case for Willie Mays being the best player of all time. I mean, I just think that Babe Ruth and what he did over his career as
but
well.
I can make,
and granted, he was playing against barbers and dentists,
but I can make the argument that Ken Griffey Jr.
car mechanics
is the best player of all time.
I don't think he can. Of all time.
I mean, accolades, even putting those into question for, or you know, putting
that's
accolades.
Why center field is so sexy.
Putting accolades aside, he's literally like an 83.8 WAR player, Ken Griffey Jr. is. That's like half of what Willie Mays did. Seriously, Willie.
Yeah.
WAR 156.2, man. That's nuts.
I'm going to say foul just because it's, I feel like it's difficult for anybody to agree in baseball who the quote unquote GOAT is.
That's true.
I feel like, I mean, you could say basketball.
I can tell you Roberto Clemente is the GOAT. I can tell you that Greg Maddux is the GOAT. I can tell you that Pedro Martinez or Mickey Mantle is the GOAT.
Yeah. In football, you can basically do it now with Brady. You can do it with basketball
it's
and Jordan.
Michael.
So I feel like baseball
hockey is Gretzky.
I feel like baseball is the
soccer's
one
Pele,
subjective
maybe Messi.
Sport where people cannot agree wholeheartedly. I mean, some people would say Ted Williams, best hitter of all time.
Teddy Ball, yeah.
So, I mean, it's I'm going to say Foul. He's top five player of all time, but the greatest of all time. I don't know, five-tool player, though. So
he's not greatest, but he's on tough. Rushmore.
Yes. Yeah, I think I'll agree with you on that. From your question earlier in the show, that is he a Mount Rushmore player? I would put him on the top four.
He's yes. Rushmore.
All right, guys, final fair or foul. So AAA announcing this week that they are going to now use the automated strike zone in all of their games. They had only been using the challengeable and automated strike zone, I think, like 2 or 3 days a week, just trying to test it. And now looks like it's eventually coming to Major League Baseball because we're going to see it implemented fully in AAA. Essentially, you can challenge what would be a call on an automated strike zone set up for you at the beginning of the season immediately and quickly, too. And the game does continue moving. So fair or foul, guys, if we do see this come up to MLB, an automated strike zone will curb on-field ejections to almost zero.
I'm not going to say zero. I'm going to say foul because there are still going to be, like, check swing calls. I think there's going to be some safe, not safe calls that will lead to some contention, even though they can replay that. I will not say zero, but it will be a lot less. Boy, did you see Rob Thompson and him getting in with the umpire the other day?
I wish the real world would just stop hassling me.
He was giving it to the ump, and the ump was giving it right back to him. Like, that was one of the more, like, damn, these guys look like they're about to throw down. My God.
I will give Joe the credit on this. I think Joe's right, but for the fun of the game, I'm going to be the opposite of Joe.
Come on.
Simply because the majority of throwouts are called balls and strikes. Like, if a guy is called safe and he was clearly out, the manager's not getting thrown out as often as it is balls and strikes.
Yeah.
And so I'll be the funsy, although I think Joe is right on this. I'll be the funsy to say the opposite for S's and G's.
Definitely a fun one. And guys, really quickly, just to go back to the Mays thing, he did not play in 1953 because of military service.
I was going to say, I saw that on his wiki page as far as like his years played, and I saw that there was a gap in 53, and I was like, I wonder if that was, for military service.
Yeah, so he played in 51 when he won Rookie of the Year. 52, he only played in 30-some games, and then, 53, he took off completely at age of 23, I believe, for military service. So I think that alone, just with that year off, as well as that great career, cements him. And I hate to say this because I'm a Griffey fan, as the greatest center fielder of all time.
All right, that is fair or foul. We do it every single Tuesday at the bottom of the clock hour.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.